broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The services, the Army commander, the SOC commander, chose to send them all to court-martial.
Some parents picking up their kids from North Naples Middle School are stunned.
The president of the Italian-American organization Unico finds the new show offensive.
Science is not
review
in.
It is in.
No.
Stuart, quit saying that.
Where's my retarded baby?
You blew it!
The boys call it ball tapping.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. News, talk, and entertainment radio where reality is the bitch. And this, a trip to the looking glass of media, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, which Bud thinks is a gay line. I think it's great.
Sounds gay.
Welcome back to our program, our number 877-876-PHIL. By the way, we mentioned we have listeners of ours who not only listen to us around the world, but watch us around the world. We had a Twitter or an email tonight, Bud. What was it?
There's a guy on a Twitter, and he's over in England and everything.
There's a guy in England watching us right now on our live streaming video. So you can watch us as well as listen to us every single night at our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And, of course, the next day we have the video on demand for up to 5 days. So you can watch whatever shows you miss. We keep up to a week's worth of video on demand. And we have all of the shows that we do available in our archives, all of them downloadable so that you can pull it onto the old iPod and check it out there. Now, this hour, we have Dr. Ron Tarner with us. This is a very, very interesting story. This broke about 3 days ago. We didn't deal with it at the time because we wanted everybody to get up to speed on it. And perhaps now many of you have heard, but climate emails stoke debate is the headline. You got to understand something. A computer was hacked someplace, and we'll find out where, and these emails being exchanged by global warming advocates were hacked and disseminated, and some apparently or allegedly indicate that there's a lot of, as they say, cooking of the science going on. There's a little bit of a game being played. That's what the allegation is. Now, the scientific community is buzzing over thousands of emails and documents posted on the Internet last week after being hacked from a prominent climate change research center that some say raise ethical questions about a group of scientists who contend humans are responsible for global warming. The correspondence between dozens of climate change researchers, including many in the United States, illustrates bitter feelings among those who believe human activities cause global warming toward rivals who argue that the link between humans and climate change remains uncertain. Some emails also refer to efforts by scientists who believe man is causing global warming to exclude contrary views from important scientific publications. In all, more than 1,000 emails and more than 2,000 other documents were stolen last Thursday from the Climate Research Unit at East Anglia University in the United Kingdom. The identity of the hackers isn't certain, but the files were posted on a Russian file-sharing server late Thursday, and university officials confirmed over the weekend that their computer had been attacked, and said the documents appear to be genuine. I got a stinking hunch. I don't know. Who's that guy? Haval, you know?
What guy?
That guy that runs what is it called?
Czechoslovakia.
No, they don't have that no more.
Czech Republic. You think that guy is involved?
Could be. He's been vocal about it and everything, and he even said that he thought they were not douchebags, but something like that.
Well, he didn't call them douchebags, but all right, we're going to have Dr. Ron Tarner come on. Dr. Tarner is going to talk with us about this, but before we bring on Dr. Tarner, and I don't practice any kind of, I don't like to do ambush journalism. I don't think there's anything to be proven by it. I think it's along the same lines as playing math games with like an infant or something. You know, you just got all the cards are stacked. But I do want to read one of the emails that was hacked. And I would ask you to keep Dr. Tarner on hold during this, Bud.
Right.
Here is an email that was hacked, and it is between Dr. Ron Tarner, our guest, and a man by the name of Dr. James Roderick with Global Climb Evaluation in Portland, Oregon. Dear Jim, we have to find an animal that will elicit emotion as well as action. I suggest the polar bear and an alarmist message as to their habitat, the dwindling ice, and the fact that more and more polar bears having to abandon ice floes and habitat and swim to other habitat. Wait till they get a load of this. This is gold. Ron Tarner, Mountain Meadow Observatory. Let's bring on now Dr. Ron Tarner from Mountain Meadow Observatory. And like I said, I don't like to practice ambush journalism, but this is one of the emails that was hacked. You admitted this had been hacked.
Phil, you know, I will say to your audience, I'll say it to your face. I think you say you don't like to practice ambush journalism. What you just did to me was unfair, and you did not give me any opportunity to set up what that email was about.
Well, all right, I'm giving you that opportunity now. You know.
Well, but the poison pen, if you will, is already out there, and you're asking me now to explain to your audience what? That I wrote an email.
You wrote this email to a colleague, right?
I wrote that email to Jim Roderick, who is a very good friend of mine. And again, Jim is deeply involved in global climate change research. And what I was saying to him was that we need, obviously, a public relations campaign to motivate more and more people, particularly school-age children, to the global climate change argument.
But what you're suggesting in this email is that you find an animal that elicits emotion, and wait till they get a load of this. This is gold.
We are in a very, very serious situation with regard to global warming, and you can play the games that you want to play, Phil, as the people that hacked into the computer are going to play their games. We are in dire straits.
Are we really in dire straits, or is it something, is it now a political game that you guys are playing?
We're not playing any political game, Phil. I'm a scientist, and there are thousands, if not millions, of scientists around the world that are involved in this research. And what happened here is that the purpose was releasing these emails, they are trying to discredit good scientists. We care about the environment. We're fixing the problem before it occurs.
Okay, you know, you're Dr. Tarner, not to interrupt you, sir.
Well, that's what you've been doing here for the last 10 minutes.
No, but, sir, you say that you are fixing the problem before it occurs. You spent the last 5 minutes stumbling through your explanation.
I'm not stumbling through any explanation, Mr. Henry. You asked me what it is that we are doing for climate change.
I'm asking you to directly address this email, one of thousands, according to the story, that were hacked.
And they were hacked. They were criminally removed from a central database, criminally disseminated. It is invasion not only of privacy, it is probably violates every kind of corporate espionage statute on the books of the world. It is a torturous business practice. I don't know if there are enough years on the calendar to cover the penal punishment that would be given out to an individual convicted of the many crimes that have been committed here.
But the fact is that even our Supreme Court has ruled information that is even come by way of an illegal act is still public information and should be publicly disseminated. So we have to address these global climate change emails. There's a lot of them that seem to indicate that you guys are phonying up some of the science.
Well, hold on for a minute. What do you mean Supreme Court has ruled? I'm a scientist, and I am a very good scientist. I'm not here to talk about myself necessarily. I'm here to defend a lot of very good men and women who are trying to keep a disaster from happening before it happens.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Allow me to finish. Before it happens, and when you put on the air an email that was stolen from a central database to a colleague, we are talking about scientific data. We are talking about issues that the average person could not hope to understand.
And Dr. Tarner, you're talking here.
You keep focusing on the emails, but that's not the point of all this. The point is scientists know global warming is going to happen soon, even if we don't have the evidence. You need to trust the scientific community.
So you're admitting there is no evidence?
No, I am not. I'm not admitting that. I'm saying you need to remember who you are, remember who I am, You do what you do. I do what I do.
What do you do, sir?
Mr. Henry, your dramatics are not impressive.
What do you do? You're a scientist, so what do you do?
I'm trying to keep the Earth from being destroyed by irresponsible individuals and entities and corporations and countries that will destroy it. I'm trying to keep that from happening.
But you said there's no evidence, no real evidence, that man-made global warming exists or that we have any kind of a crisis on our hands. You said we need to trust you.
I am a scientist. I've been working in the field for decades. This gentleman, Jim Roderick, other men that I know, other women that I know, but not as many women working on it because you don't have as many women involved in this as we would like. I'd love to see more women involved, but it's a very difficult topic to grasp, but we're going at breakneck speed to keep the Earth from being destroyed by a no atmosphere, a sun that's out of control, gas that chokes and kills everything in its wake. And that's what you'd like to see happen.
No, I don't want to see that happen. I just want to know whether or not it's going to happen.
I know it's going to happen. Jim Roderick knows it's going to happen. Dr. Hans Beck knows it's going to happen. Dr. William Glover knows it's going to happen. All of these men and some women have been working on this for decades.
You have no evidence, and these emails prove that you have no evidence, sir. Isn't that the case?
Are you asking me a question, sir, or are you telling me?
I'm asking you. I have an email here.
We're going to have the evidence, and you questioning me, a scientist, I find laughable, sir. I really do.
All right, well, excuse me, because I'm not a scientist. You know,
don't make it out like I'm some kind of a pumped up, overinflated stuffed shirt of an ass, because I'm not. The email that I wrote to Jim Roderick.
The email you wrote to Jim Roderick says, "Wait till they get a load of this. This is gold."
The guys that we're talking to about it.
All right, hold the line, Dr. Ron Tarner. Dr. Tarner had one of his emails hacked. And he is now telling us that the global warming crisis, he sure is going to be coming our way. They don't have the evidence. We need to trust them. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Dr. Ron Turner on the climate change email controversy. Also, these comments from Ed Begley, Jr., which are interesting. We'll replay for you when we come back.
Very, very unfair. Very unfair.
Phil Henry.
He's an ass.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
And we're on with Dr. Ron Turner as we talk about the email debacle concerning global climate change. A computer in Great Britain hacked into thousands of emails released that seem to indicate there is a research that's being held back, that global climate change advocates are being discriminatory when it comes to releasing information in their publications, their scientific publications. They're keeping anybody with a contrary view from expressing their point of view. We have Dr. Ron Turner on with us from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloedale, Colorado. And we have one of your emails that got hacked in which you say we need to come up with basically you're asking for a warm and fuzzy animal to get kids motivated, the polar bear.
Phil, you know, you keep focusing on the emails, and the emails, that's not the point of all this, if I may. I've been listening to you now telling me about emails, emails, emails. The point is, scientists know that global warming is going to happen soon, even if we don't yet have the evidence, but you've got to trust us on this.
And what do you mean we have to trust you on this?
If you, I'm sure that you have seen, and I hope that your audience will take the time to see 2012, another terrific movie, The Day After Tomorrow. Even Hollywood knows we're on the verge of a major global climate catastrophe, yet you're trying to keep your audience in the dark. And
But rather than telling my audience to go see movies, why don't we talk about some of the science here?
Well, I don't want to insult you. I don't want to insult your audience. I think 2012 and The Day After Tomorrow is the kind of vehicle that people who listen to these talk shows that we're doing right now will understand.
So, in other words, the evidence that you say you have or that you don't have, but you will soon have, about global climate change, you don't want to tell us?
Phil, I could talk to you about the data that I work with, but it would be... I'm looking for a comparison. It's as if I... You saw the show Life Goes On with that young boy, Corky. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
The young boy with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It would be as if I was trying to explain it to Corky, me explaining it to you. I'm not saying you're not an intelligent man, but I don't know how an audience of warehousemen and truck drivers and people listening tonight at an all-night newsstand, I don't know how you're trying to tell me with a straight face that I'm going to review the data that I've got with them. And I don't...
Well, you're insulting my audience now. So what you're basically doing...
I am not insulting your audience. You insulted me by reading an email that was confidential. You insulted me by reading an email that was between two colleagues. You can't hope to understand what's in that email.
Dr. Tarner, your email says we will elicit sympathy if we use a polar bear and an alarmist message. Wait till they get a load of this. This is gold.
Wait till they get a load of this? I didn't understand what you're saying, load. What does that mean?
Wait till they get a load of this. I misspoke.
Well, if that's the kind of misspeaking you do, no one could hope to understand.
Wait till they get a load of this. This is gold is a basic message of subterfuge or confusion. You're looking to propagandize.
Those are pretty big words, Phil, but do you know what they mean? I have science, real science, that will soon be in my hands. It will soon be in the hands of scientists all over the world.
But you don't have it yet. That much my audience can understand. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Javar, I think, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Sir, you're on with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a question regarding this whole global warming movement.
Uh-huh.
He says that we should trust him, but by his emails, he's already admitted that they don't have enough evidence.
We are going to have this. Is your name is Havar, sir? This is Dr. Tarter. Is your name Havar?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We will have that evidence very soon. You need to trust me. I'm a scientist. Dr. James Roderick, he's a scientist. This is stuff that is a little bit over maybe your head, maybe Mr. Hendry's head, but we'll have it. Don't worry.
But you don't have it yet. Okay?
What difference does it make if I had it? Are you two guys going to understand it? Are you saying to me, Mr. Henry, that you and this caller will understand?
But I still have this question. Where is the evidence?
What? Havar, if I presented you with evidence of global warming, it would read like Chinese to you.
You haven't presented
what is
any
that?
Evidence.
The evidence? Yes, sir, you're right. But the evidence that will soon be coming, the evidence that we know will be in our hands very soon, will be like Mongolian. You won't understand it. It will be as if... It will be as if I was speaking Swahili, I could say to you, here's the evidence of global warming. What does that mean? You don't know.
Oh, come on. You can't...
The gentleman's phone is breaking up.
Science is investigating, right?
Yes, of course it's investigating.
Okay, you're investigating... Any true solid evidence to support global warming? You already have an agenda, right? You said you care about the environment.
Yes,
right?
We do. Yes, of course we do. Very much so. I'd give my life for the environment.
The whole point, you approach a situation with a certain perspective, and you let that affect your outcome in your research, and not what the evidence or the result of your research.
I'll tell you what, I've got a great thing. If you go see The Day After Tomorrow, it's a great talking picture.
Don't tell him to go see a movie. We're not talking about going to see a movie, man. We want to know what the science is.
The Day After Tomorrow.
Come on. What do you think I am, Mr. Wizard? Well, I'm going to sit here with you two guys.
Okay,
the evidence will be... I wrote one email. I wrote an email that was robbed from me by these hackers, yes.
But you wrote it, right?
But the guy stole it, and so that makes it even worse than what I wrote.
All right, listen, Havar, thank you. Absolutely. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner back on this global warming hoax, possibly. Phil Hendry Show.
It's not a hoax.
Phil Hendry.
I said it's not a hoax. Are we on the air? Are we on the air?
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We are talking here in the final segment of the show about these global climate change emails that were hacked from this research center in the United Kingdom and Great Britain and were disseminated, spread throughout the world, that seem to indicate the global climate, man-made global climate change argument is somehow being either concocted or it is being unfairly boosted at the expense of those who might have a contrary view. Dr. Tarner, we've read one of your emails.
You know, Phil, I'm going to say something to you, and you bring these emails up, which was out of context. You bring up my email, completely out of context. If I took one of your emails between you and your producer, I forget the gentleman's name.
Rance.
Between you and Rance, if I took some of your emails, I could probably use them to make the two of you look like gay lovers, as if you're having a homosexual partnership. It would be easy enough to do.
It wouldn't be easy enough to do, man.
Well, you take anything out of context.
I read your email from beginning to end, and I can read it again.
It doesn't make any difference. You could read it from beginning to end. That's not the point. The emails are not the point. The point is global climate change is man-made. We will have the evidence very soon. And you questioning the scientific community, forgive me, I'm a scientist, I have many years of academic research under my belt, I'd like to ask your audience a question right now. Are you going to trust me, or are you going to trust a talk radio host who, my understanding is, didn't even finish college? Is that right, Mr. Henry?
No, I didn't finish college. You're right.
Well, then, where do you get, and to use the colloquial phrase, where do you get your pair big enough to challenge Dr. Ron Tarner about Meadow? I have respected the scientific community. I am into some research that's about to explode. I am maximizing my potentialities. This stuff's going to explode. You wait.
Well, you know what? What's going to explode? The Earth?
Yes, the Earth will explode, but the evidence that we have to keep it from exploding, the evidence that we have that it will explode will keep it from exploding. You wait.
Well, I'm not going to wait, because that's the whole point.
I'm a scientist. You'll wait.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. We don't live in a dictatorship of scientists. We live in the ultimate dictatorship, the dictatorship of the people. Here is Mike in Massachusetts. Mike, you're on with Dr. Ron Tarner from Mountain Meadow Observatory. Go ahead.
Good evening, Phil, or good morning, should I say.
Good evening. Yeah, good morning to you.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and I really just, you know, don't normally call in, but it was just one of those things where I just couldn't believe how, you know, he wants to sit here, the doctor wants to say that how dare anybody question his credentials or, you know, his soon-to-have information, and there's no possible way we could even begin to even, you know, understand, you know, none of, you know, and have the intelligence, an inkling of the intelligence to, you know, grasp, you know, his,
right,
his research.
It sounds very elitist. It sounds very elitist.
Do you want me to lie to you, Phil? Do you want me to lie to you and your callers and say, oh, sure, as soon as I get the global climate change evidence, I'll present it to you, and you'll understand it as if you're reading C-Spot Run. It ain't going to happen. You need to trust.
Doctor, I think that, you know, people a chance. They can surprise you.
Did you see the TV show Life Goes On? Do you remember Corky?
No, I've also.
Will you knock it off with Corky?
I've seen the Terminator. You know, so am I supposed to believe that robots are going to, AI is going to come alive and try to wipe out mankind?
No, no.
You know,
in Life Goes On, Corky had Down syndrome, and for me to explain to you global climate change.
Don't even try to insult my intelligence, okay?
I'm not.
I work in a highly technical field. And I trust me, I could under,
right.
I could make sense of what the information that you, if I had an opportunity.
I want to give an example of the emails. Mr. Henry read one of my emails. Here's an email between Mr. Henry and Runtz, his producer.
My producer's name is Rance. You don't have our emails.
Dear Jason, you have a hot ass. Love, Phil.
Well, that was never written by me. That wasn't written by me.
Well, you know something? I could say that was written by you.
Are you denying that you wrote this email to?
The facts are the facts, sir. And I'm sure that a lot of people, a lot of information that's gathered through emails, whether it's, you know, conversations between criminal associations or, you know, even the operations of our government, you know, i.e. Watergate. Oh. And things like that. I'm sure those people weren't happy that those emails became public either. But the fact is,
yeah, good point. And,
they didn't have email during Watergate. Oh, man.
Either way, the
well, you know what he's talking about.
Oh my God,
you know what he's talking about. God,
taking apart, you know, like every little defense.
I love it. You're trying to tell me my business. You're telling me they had emails
during
Watergate.
I'm not trying to tell you your business.
Wow.
I'm just asking you. I'm asking you for a fair opportunity to look at the facts, examine
right.
the evidence, and make my own educated opinion. And, you know, and go from there.
Well, do you read the Bible?
You know, fair opportunity.
All right. Listen, Mike, I've worked a long time on this research. You're asking me to take
that,
research.
And I respect that,
you're asking me to take. You're asking me to take the research that I've worked on and to basically throw it into the street so that a horse and carriage can crap on it and then roll over it.
No, sir. I'm
Why?
Not asking you to,
that's,
I'm not
well,
asking
that's
you to present
happen.
It in any certain
what?
Way. I'm just asking you to present it as is. And
that's what would
that
happen if I presented you.
People that are interested in knowing the facts will look at that, and those that can understand it will understand it, and those that can't will seek
well,
to understand
it. And you know the frightening thing, Phil, the frightening thing, and I guess we have some things to be thankful for. If I had finally gotten the evidence that we know is on its way, we know it'll be here.
Yeah,
but you don't have it yet.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Trust me, I'm going to win the lottery, and we're all going to be rich.
Yeah, sure.
Well, why is that any harder to believe than you saying that there's evidence of global warming?
I'm a volcano. I'm surrounded by ants. Not you guys, but if Sarah Palin had been elected president and I'd come to her with this evidence, I might as well
be
have
a lot better off if she was elected president.
I might as well give it to an Aboriginal Bushman playing a didgeridoo.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you asked me a question.
So Sarah Palin is basically a Stone Age person.
Giving global warming science.
Thank you for the time, Phil.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. The arrogance, Dr. Tarner.
What arrogance?
If you give Sarah Palin the global warming evidence, you might as well give it to an Aboriginal Bushman playing a didgeridoo.
Well, I don't know how she spends. Yeah, some Aboriginal sitting on a rock, squatting on a rock, blowing into a big horn. What purpose? You know, did you see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
You know, you really got a thing with these movies, man.
Did you or did you not see it?
Yes, I did see it.
All right. Remember that we were tracking the satellites over Australia? And they had a radio that was The Right Stuff.
You know something? You haven't.
I don't go to movies.
Well, you're giving me movies. You're telling me all about movies.
These are films that your audience will understand. 2012 and the day after the world died. I forget the name of it.
Day After Tomorrow.
What?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Whatever it is. The fact that I'm forced to defend myself in a forum like this is. Excuse me, it's beyond me.
You might want to cover your mouth.
Forgive me, I didn't know.
877-876-PHIL. Zach, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner.
Hey, Phil, thanks for taking my call. I was initially just calling
sir.
In to make sure that this interview was a joke. I think I've overheard the unwinding of a career in these past 5 minutes. But
I want to ask Dr. Tarner. Are you putting us on the same way you're putting people on with this email?
If you think that the future of this planet is some kind of a joke, you and your callers, have fun. There are many of us who are working to ensure a future for people on this planet. I don't think that's
when you say working to ensure the future for this planet, do you mean blackballing colleagues, differing opinions, censoring data, threatening to destroy it if it's retrieved under Freedom of Information Act? I mean, the sort of...
This is all beside the point. All beside the point.
These emails reveal that, if anything, the scientists working on this topic are not to be trusted. And that's the supreme irony here. You guys have employed every form of deception, borderline lies, to push this stuff. It's clear in the emails. And now you're asking us here to trust you on data that doesn't exist, but it's coming your way. I'm frankly curious.
We're not censoring scientists. We're just making sure that some of their science isn't published. But this is beside the point. This is not what this is about. We don't
know what this is about. The crux of your argument is that despite your lack of data, we need to trust you. And I'm pointing out that the irony of this whole situation is that these emails reveal your complete lack of integrity.
You know, I would suggest you see Day After Tomorrow at Blu-ray.
This young man is asking some questions.
Do not patronize me. I've been studying anthropogenic global warming. Listen to me. I've been studying anthropogenic global warming at Harvard. I have never heard presumption on the part of a scientist. If you think you're doing scientists a favor right now by condescending and patronizing a radio audience, I've got news for you. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you're going to have to convince people like me, reasonable people, of the validity of your theories. If you want us to remake our economies, to enact policies in the developing world that are going to slow their growth, cap carbon emissions to 1970 levels, you are going to have
to... How is it possible that Director Roland Emmerich knows about global warming, but you don't?
All right, now hold, gentlemen, I got to hear one of you at a time, and Zach was making a point.
He's been going on and on. Am I going to get a chance?
I just don't know. Will you distill your, you know, your science, your evidence, your forthcoming data into something
that
Neanderthals can understand?
You know, Mr. Henry, you're hiding behind the obvious erudition of this young man, and you say, yeah. You know, you're like a guy that eggs a fight on at a bar, and then you get around behind the guy.
This guy's asking some good questions.
How is it possible that Roland Emmerich, the director of Day After Tomorrow, knows more about global warming than you guys?
That's not an argument, man.
Your reference to these movies is laughable. I mean, any reasonable person listening to you right now knows that these are fiction out of Hollywood. And if you
didn't see 20... Did you see 2012?
It doesn't matter if you saw 2012. You're a scientist. You're the guy that's been working on this. We got an email. You're caught dead to rights talking about, hey, wait till they get a load of this when we tell them about the fuzzy polar bears. And you know that other scientists have been caught the same way.
I've told you, as I am attempting to tell this man here, who, I don't know where you got this Poindexter, but I guess...
And the Poindexter crack, you know, you can make fun of people all you want. The fact is, you don't have evidence.
I'm telling you that the emails are beside that. This man knows, this guy that I'm talking to, Zach, is that your name, sir? You know what I'm talking about. You understand. I can't explain this to most of these people. To them, it's going to read like Korean.
You just have to know that when you go on a radio show and say something like that, you're doing such a disservice to people that are trying to communicate perhaps a real threat. I mean, people listening right now will no longer trust what scientists say. And the idea that, quote-unquote, trust me, after the release of these emails, and we see a chronicle of deception and blackballing, I mean, this is one of the most unbelievable.
Sir, I will have you know that I was one of the consultants on Day After Tomorrow, so I can vouch for the science of that film. And
you were a consultant on a movie.
You don't even have the data to back up some of the papers you've been
publishing, guys,
not to mention consult on...
You asked me to come on a talk radio show and explain what we're up against to truck drivers and waitresses. Is that what you're asking me to do? I just want to be clear.
Do I sound like a truck driver and waitress, sir?
All right, besides you.
Yes, that's what we asked you to do, sir. That's why we had you on the show. Of course we want you to explain this to people who can't understand it.
It's like trying to explain the splitting of an atom to a kitten. How do you do that? Where do you begin? I wouldn't know how to begin. I think
you're really overstating some of the complexity of the science. Certainly it's nuanced. Certainly it's statistical techniques you've used. I read through many of your emails.
That's why we want to do the polar bear ad campaign. People know about polar bears.
Oh, whatever.
Let me tell you, you have a total knack for PR on these things. So Listen, I hope the polar bear thing works.
Are you? You're taking 35 years of scientific experience, and now you're turning me into some kind of a PR man buying drinks for models that I'm setting up executives with. Is that what I am?
What?
No, I was trying to make a bad joke about your inability to communicate to an audience, and
I can communicate to the audience. They can't understand
but they understand that.
You know what? You know, all right.
You set me up for this.
You truly believe.
And the polar bear, and I didn't.
You said it was a load.
I said, wait till they get a load of this.
Same thing.
Let me just get a final point there. If you actually believe that global warming
is
the apocalyptic threat that you say it is, you have got to find a new way to package your message, and you've got to distill the science into something people can understand. Because in order to make the sort of emissions curves, the tough political decisions that are going to be needed, you know, to curb anthropogenic global warming, if it exists, are going to be very difficult.
Okay, well,
and running around and condescending waitresses and truck drivers, the people that, you know, elect our policymakers, is no way to do that. I mean, you're a farce and an insult to science.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Sagan. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's what are you saying?
No, I'm just thanking Dr. Sagan for deigning to call in for the hereafter.
What a child. Thank you, Zach. You had a very, very good series of comments. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, he had a good series of comments, but I'm sitting here. What am I? I'm just sitting here playing with myself? Is that it? Am I playing with my own excrement like an ape in a cage? You know what? There's a brand new wing they opened up in hell, Phil. It's called the Napalm Wing. The shuttle's leaving in 5 minutes.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he hung up.
There's a brand new wing they opened in hell called the Napalm Wing, and the shuttle is 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back in a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
No, I didn't hang up.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Talking to Dr. Ron Tarner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory on the scandal erupted earlier this week, or late last week, that some of the emails exchanged by global warming advocates, human-caused global warming advocates, these emails seem to indicate that there's a propaganda campaign going on, that some of the science is being suppressed. Some of it is being censored if it doesn't agree with the prevailing view that global warming is caused by human beings, and it's an extremely critical issue. Here is Alan in Schenectady, New York. Alan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Phil, I'm a new caller, new listener.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But Mr. Ron Tarner, as a scientist, I think you've forgotten one of the basic tenets of being a scientist, which is you come up with a hypothesis, and then you look for evidence to back up your hypothesis and find a way to prove it. And yet you claim that you have your hypothesis, and yet you don't have the evidence, but you know it's true. Doesn't that violate being a scientist? Does that make you a little biased towards other opinions?
You know, I was just sitting here thinking that tomorrow is Thanksgiving, Alan. I have nothing to give thanks for now because I realize the American people may be missing a few chromosomes. I have tried to...
Well, what does that mean?
I have tried to explain over and over, and by the way, it's not a tenement, it's a tenet. A tenement is someplace where poor people lived in 1902.
So,
now,
are you going back on your earlier statements when you said that your hypothesis is proven, even though you lack evidence to prove it, that evidence will be forthcoming?
Alan, how do I explain something to people who can't even couldn't spoon feed themselves if the spoon was taped to their hand? How do I do that?
Okay. So
what is that supposed to? What is that supposed? What is that supposed?
Like Lord Monckton, who was special counsel to Margaret Thatcher, would you agree to debate him?
Who? Lord what?
Lord Monckton. He was special counsel to Margaret Thatcher.
You making that name up?
No, he's not making that name up.
Well, that may be before my time.
You said you worked on this for 35 years.
Not on this. I've been working on this for 3 years. I've been a scientist for 35 years. And Lord Monckton.
He's British.
Did he work with Dave Garraway?
Who?
Lord Monckton.
You remember
that
Margaret
was a monkey.
Thatcher? You remember who she is?
Of course I do. Of course I do, sir. How do I explain this to people who need a 50-page manual explaining how to put a shirt onto the boarding? How do I explain this to people who...
You keep on saying that, and you keep on talking about it. You can't explain this, and you can't explain that. Trust me. You know, I'm a volcano surrounded by ants, okay? I mean...
Oh, and now you've got your caller laughing. So I come on, an eminent scientist, and I'm being laughed at.
Well,
I'm going to work through the Thanksgiving weekend.
At a nuclear facility, we talked to many nuclear physicists, and they said the global warming theory is definitely not proven, and they're waiting for evidence to point it either way.
Well, here, I'll give you evidence. Have them build a bomb and explode it, and there they... Forget it.
You can have nuclear power and nuclear bomb. There's a big difference.
Exactly. Thank you. Phil Hendry Show. Happy Thanksgiving!
Phil Hendry.